This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Where's the regular music? Why?
I kept getting voicemail.
Oh,
so
you
I didn't
have
time to queue up the music.
You don't have them right now?
I do have.
Oh, you do. But you weren't fast enough as a producer to do.
I'm no Miles
to do your job. Okay,
can I tell you a story?
Yes.
Introduce me. Hi, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you take it from here.
Walking all over your Lee Hole. The iPhone update only tells me someone has called about 42% of the time. So
Same.
If you have an iPhone,
yeah,
this has happened with, you can't believe I never go on another station. When I have, I get this notification that so-and-so called you from Denver or Greeley or Buffalo or wherever. And I'm like, it never rang. What is going on? So I'm told that Albert Breer had the same issue at NFL Network, so it's not just because I'm a small-time fat guy.
Sean, wait a second. I'm still hanging out. You cheat on us? You actually go on other radio stations and shows?
I do, but they have to ply me with candy.
Okay, so yeah, you hook us up here, so it's good.
Yeah, it's all good. But, not often, though.
But this is your favorite one, right?
Oh, by far.
Okay.
I get to hear bumps. I get to hear bumps from Kevin Lytle and from Justin Adams, you're by far the favorite.
Wait, but that's because of them. You're not like complimenting me directly, Sean. That's what I was searching for. I'm fishing.
Well, I want the beard back. So whatever.
Oh, we're working on it. By the way, firing producer. So if you know anyone, we're literally putting a help wanted ad. Like that was the whole segment last time. So if you know anybody, and seriously, job qualification, just be alive, just be a person, and they could take
that's
over.
Good. That's one of those that I'm actually qualified for. Breathing, I could do that.
We would entertain that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Sean Keeler joining us, keeling me softly, but yeah, we couldn't get the. You got Stone Cold there. You got Stone Cold Steve Austin intro there.
Well, we're gonna blame Apple for that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And it didn't pick up.
So robots.
Like, look, you're going right on, and I went, all right, good. Here we go.
Sean, when I bring you on, there's also stuff like I want to clear up too. I keep seeing this on social media on the Jordan Seaton thing. Is it true or false, that Jordan Seaton used footage that was created by the Buffs marketing team, and to their knowledge, they were under the impression that he was going to use that to announce that he was staying at CU, but he used it to promote that he was entering the portal. Is there truth to that?
I've had two people tell me that it was true, but I have not got it verified. So that is not print quality true, but not to say that. Are you saying the whole show has a different standard journalistically?
Yes, 100%,
yeah,
Sean.
100%. Yeah, we have heard that. And in this wild world of this month and this portal, it would not shock me. It's
man, that's cold.
I don't know, man.
That's what cold if that's
it is
true.
Cold. It is cold. And I think it was cold on a lot of levels. Not just stealing some footage and moving on for the highest bidder. I don't know. I get a lot of, obviously a lot of blowback otherwise. I think that's a tough loss. I don't think you can spin that as anything other than a bad day at the office. I don't care if it turns into a Rutgers lineman or a Houston lineman. This is the best guy that's out there right now.
It's huge, and it's a huge loss for CU. And you know, in defense of Coach Prime, and I know we're going to talk about your story, the headline, CU Buffs transfer could be good for Jordan Seaton. It's a bad look for Deion Sanders. All true. However, you know, we're seeing that. It's all over the place. But for a coach that's kind of a bit, in the pressure cooker, so to speak, kind of, depending on who you ask, it's always, this is a worse look than if this were, you know, happening at Alabama or something.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the pressure cooker again. I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only people who are going to fire Deion Sanders are Deion Sanders and you know, and his maker. That's about it. I mean, CU doesn't have any administrator, certainly not Fernando Lobo, certainly not the president, certainly not Justin Schwartz. none of those guys have the stones to do what they have to do to stand up to Deion Sanders. He has become the program. He has become the university. You're Deion U now. That's how this goes. But it's not good. Here's why it's not good. Let me just ask this, and this is in the column that's up at DenverPost.com. Who's playing left tackle? Who's your most valuable asset right now on this team?
It would be at this stage probably Juju Lewis, right?
Yeah, who's protecting his blind side right now?
Yeah.
Tell me who that is.
I don't know. The person that's going to probably apply for the production job here, maybe.
Right. This guy is manning your board.
Yeah.
So that's going to go.
Give him something to do.
You can't have a whole show without a board op.
Right.
You can't have a redshirt freshman. I guess he'd be. I guess he could. Yeah. You can't have a redshirt freshman quarterback with a meh left tackle. And maybe they're not. Maybe I'm discounting the Georgia backup and the Rutgers dude and the Houston dude. And I would love to be proved wrong on that front. But boy, when it's come to doing offensive line stuff and building portal building offenses and defensive lines, man, that's been such a crapshoot with this team the last 3 years. I think the skill guys, I think they've had a good portal. Let's just put that on the record. But they were always going to have a good portal because they had like 40 slots to fill. They went in there with a big old bunch of Toys R Us gift cards and said, speaking in metaphors, but they went in there looking to shop. Like they knew they had to get 40 guys. So they were going to get a big class, kind of almost like a year one kind of class, new coach kind of class, just on bulk. And they got some good dudes. Scudero can play. My own Miami kid can play. They got some. The Texas dude can play. They got some skill guys where I can clearly see, again, they're going back to what works and what in their mind thinks works, and that's, I guess, Juju plus the best group of five receivers they can, in the group of five all-star team, which is kind of what some of those 24 receiving guys were, but you also had Travis Hunter there, and you also had Shadur there, and you don't have either of those things now. So it's a good portal. I just don't know if it's like a huge net positive, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think some position groups that Deion Sanders has recruited well and coached well are better or about the same, even though those guys, Marion Miller, can play. You can argue that the wide receiver core got better. I don't think you can argue that the offensive line and the defensive line get better. And I think when you look at that and say that at CU, that's not insignificant, is it? Isn't that important on some level?
Yeah, well, I mean, for all the issues they've had, too. I mean, losing the good one, losing your best one, who's going to be like a multimillionaire now, is a big deal.
And your best in McPherson. And the guy, we didn't even talk about the guy, the edge rushers that they've lost. So it's kind of it's good, but it's not like, oh my God, like, and maybe we'll say this in 5 minutes, the best edge rusher on the portal comes through and signs with them. I'll happily change my tune and say, all right, that's a pretty good, now you got, like a Vaughn Miller type to go get you those sacks. Again, what worked in 24, the best passing quarterback in CU history, the best athlete in CU history, and the best pass rush in the Big 12. Well, they were last. They went from first in the Big 12 to, I believe, last or next to last in sacks. I mean, I know what they want to get. It's just a matter of whether you can kind of translate that on the field. Obviously, didn't last year at all. And so we're blowing it up, and we're starting over. I had this talk with a buddy who's a Buffs alum last night. And, yeah, there's CU Buffs alum who will speak to me. And God bless them. Because I'm not rooting for them to – Sean Keeler, root for us to fail. No, I root to make my deadline. I don't root for you to fail. I root to do my job, which right now the university on every level does not help me with at all.
That's still going on, huh? That's still going on?
It's not great. It's Deion. Hey, did Deion and Tim McCarver ever kiss and make up?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Not that Tim McCarver's a saint, but that's a topic for another show. But I was having this convo with a Buffalo, and I'm like, you've got a whole new offensive system, too. You're getting a bunch of Sac State tailbacks who know how to run it, and that's good. You want those guys. And they should play a lot just from a familiarity standpoint, getting up and running. But you've got a lot of new faces that have to learn an entirely new scheme. I said, there's a possibility you might take a month to get that figured out normally. Now, that's not the way, you know, everything is microwave now, now. But I'm like, you know, and you got to get Juju used to a new system where it's a lot more option oriented, which is something we like. It could be good for the program, but is this something he's done a lot of? I don't know. I've had scouts tell me they don't know that he can run what Brandon Marion wants to run ideally. There are guys out there who can, but they don't know that's Juju. So if you take a year just to get that figured out, what happens if you're 4-8, 5-7 again? Like, how do you sell that? I mean, they can't buy him out. And they don't have, you know, they don't have the courage. It's a bunch of cowardly Lions over there that can't stand up to him, anyone, anywhere. So what do you do? I don't know. I'm not saying that could happen. I'm just saying that it might.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Yeah, that was fascinating. The timing of it was fascinating, but great read by you. Available at DenverPost.com. Sean, how's your guy? I wanted to ask you this. How's your guy Luca Evans doing, man? Sean Payton just likes to rip him to shreds, man.
Fine. Yeah, I don't. Sean, that thing with Sean. Sean Payton is
kind of an arrogant guy, jerk, right?
Yeah, he's an easy guy to respect, and he's a hard guy to like.
Yeah, yeah,
that
well
makes
said.
Sense.
Yeah,
and there are a few of those, people in this market. There's a few writers in this market you can say that of, including those who've been around here a long time. They can be hard to like, but they do good stuff. That's Sean. I don't know. You know, I'm glad Luca laughs all it off. Luca's made a Teflon. You know, he just goes. So I just am curious why Sean like has to pick on somebody, but that's Sean being Sean.
Let me ask you this. Like,
yeah.
When you get coaches and players, they really like to throw around. It seems like now more than ever, the whole like, well, you didn't play, so you don't know what you're talking about. And that's crazy to me because the world revolves around like, critics, like food critics, movie critics. We all have opinions. How do you deal with that kind of stuff, man? Because we're seeing it more and more. And you're in these press conferences. You're around these people all the time.
And I've been called out, and there are times when I've handled it well and times when I have not. And the world has seen when I have not. And that's, again, a whole other show. Having done sports opinion mostly on and a little off for the last, like, 25 years, and I was a little older than Luca, but I was a young columnist once, and I've been called out many, many, many times. I was asked somebody, I'm like, what'd you think of this movie? Did you give me a review of this, you know, Shawshank Redemption or Ernest Goes to Camp? What'd you think of that? You ask somebody and they go, well, I think it was crap. I think it was a garbage. Ernest Goes to Camp's terrible. I didn't like that at all. Or, you know, as an example, it's gives a movie and they'll give me their two sentences on this movie. I'm like, have you ever made a movie? No. Then why are you qualified in any way
right,
to speak on
that? Right, right.
Why are you qualified, Sean Payton, to review, you know, Schindler's List? Why are you qualified to say it's any good? But it's entertainment. What you are doing is entertainment. It's the same thing. They make movies. You make touchdowns, maybe, or points. It's all
well, sometimes, depending on the game.
Yeah. You make field goals. You throw screens.
Mm-hmm.
We are basically entertainment reviewers. That's what this is. We like it to be deeper than that. There are times when sports can and should be, in addition to being a great unifier, at a time when nothing unifies us. I think that's good, and that's healthy, and that's necessary. But one, to your point, criticism and fair criticism and commentary is an essential piece of the American experience and an essential piece of democracy and has been for like 1,000 years. If you don't like it, go coach somewhere else.
Right.
You don't have to be here. The amount of times I've wanted to say that to someone we've talked about already on this show, but haven't because I try not to be a butthead as much in public as a representative of my organization. The thing you have to keep in mind also with these exchanges is we also have bosses and we have to be respectful of their standards and be professional and understanding in our relationships as representatives of wherever, Denver Post, pick your outlet. So let's just say there's a lot of times I can't say what I really want to say But I do so because I respect my employer and I respect my teammates. And I care what they think. I don't care what Sean Payton thinks or what Deion Sanders thinks. The thing about this market is media in this town cares what Deion Sanders thinks. Well, some media. There's the dividing line. And there's a little project for you. I say that jokingly. Is draw a line of those media that cares what Deion Sanders thinks and doesn't care what Deion Sanders thinks and see what you get. And I'll bet it's a very much an age line and it's very much an access line. And those who do care get the access and want it, and those who don't, don't. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. It's very interesting. The whole thing. All of it. talking about Coach Prime, that stuff with Luka. Throughout the season, it's kind of comical, and it's comical how he handles it. Shout out to him, by the way, because he handles it really well. And I think you've handled a lot of this really well. I mean, you could be on roasting and toasting every single day on this, and you and I've talked off the air too. And you're like, hey, I don't want to get into all that all the time, you know. And I think you've handled that well.
Look, Luka wants to tell stories. I want to tell stories. Sometimes I want to give my opinion, and their point coming back is saying, your opinion has no validity. You didn't play. Yeah, I did play. I sucked. Moving on. Have you ever been a columnist? No. Well, I've been on TV. Great. Everyone's on TV now. Everyone's got a camera phone. Who cares? You know, it just goes back and forth. But what that is, though, is that is the ultimate desperation. Any professional I've run into, coaches, former coaches, they said, look, we know. And that's the trick about having coaches and sources who are friends, because I'm like, this is really hard. It's put it this way. It's easy to rip Steve Adagio. It's not easy to rip someone you might have spent a lot more time with and have known for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's actually the hardest thing. What Luke has dealt with, what I've dealt with, the Kiz Payton exchange was crazy to me. You know, that's just par for the course. I've had coaches tell me that is the sign of real desperation, that the more they strike out, the less they're thinking about their jobs and about what's important, and more that they're trying to find a scapegoat in you. And so they said, you know, try not to take it personally, because there's a lot, and we understand there's a lot of pressure in the coaching world too, but you chose it. This is as we chose this in media, which is not always great or secure and certainly not lucrative. We are masters of our own destiny, and if we dish it out, you know, we got to be able to take it. And so I take it, and that's fine.
Yeah, well said, man. Just don't talk about running downhill with Sean Payton. You know, that's stay away from that one, man.
I know what, if he wins, good on him. Be all the Belichick you want. You can, you know, I was a kid that Sean is kind of, you know, baby Parcells. You can do that. You bring a ring here. You get him to the big dance. You get to call the tune. But if you don't, it's going to wear thin. You're going to find out who your friends are pretty quick. Now, he's got whatever, a $28 million contract in Walmart friends. Those are pretty big friends. But you can lose those pretty quick, too. And I think he knows that. He's just a different cat.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's easier to take when he's winning. It's easy to take. Because I don't care. I don't have to be friends with him. He's not going to be at my house or anything. Although he's invited, I'd love to talk to him. That'd be fun.
But he could be your producer.
Yeah, you could be. Hey, there we go. That would be tough, though, man. He would be mean to me, Sean.
No, listen. That's a good question. No, it's good.
Hey, what was this in myth number three, too? Like, what was that all about? He has a book of myths. Because I've heard NFL coaches say playoff experience matters. So who wrote this myth book, I wonder?
I don't know. In some ways, though, and this is true of Deion, too, I find myself agreeing with Sean a lot more than I disagree. It's just kind of how they deliver the message.
True. You know, yeah. No, I'll give you that. Yeah.
And I would say that back to coaches. It doesn't have to be condescending. You don't have to be defensive about everything.
Right.
Not everyone is out to get you. I guarantee you, no one is waking up saying, how can I get so-and-so fired? And there are some of those people, but those people don't last long, because people and readers can sniff out agendas, and I've been accused of that, obviously. They're like, oh, you're Prime, you're this, you're anti-CU. It's like, no. This is a mediocre football coach that you're paying $10 million, who's the highest paid public employee of the state. He walked into this. He took it. No one asked him to do this. they asked him to do it, but no one forced the conditions upon him. Who was then set about bullying and codifying and trimming down and pushing and cajoling the message to his thing, which is not unusual. I covered Bill Snyder. I met people at the Hayden Fry Tree. They've always hated media and independent media. But you're still there, and you got to keep coming. And again, if you dish it out, you got to take it. That's the back and forth. So, you know, we get it. It's fine.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. You're excellent. Love your stuff. And we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Good luck on the producer front.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Let me know if you hear from anybody. Seriously. Right. Homeless person on the street that has no experience. It's fine. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. I'll work on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sean. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Faith does say, wouldn't be the same without your banter. It's great.
Thank you, Faith.
Someone needs to go start a GoFundMe for Michael. That way you could be okay once you're gone.
You know, you can start it either way.
Once you're fired from this job. Yeah, I mean, you didn't even get Keeling Me Softly. I actually tweeted it today. Quotes, Keeling Me Softly, coming up next with Sean Keeler. And we didn't have it. So anybody listening that from that Twitter post, you played Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I wanted...
I didn't have it queued up.
I wanted, what is it, the Fugees? Is that who it is? Is it the Fugees?
I don't know.
It's
somebody
Lauryn Hill.
And missed
it's Lauryn
somebody
Hill. I wanted
something.
Lauryn Hill's Killing Me Softly intro, and you came in with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, you wanted the crappy version
no,
of the song.
No, that version's better.
Terrible
Lauryn
version.
Hill is amazing.
Terrible.
She's amazing. 41 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.